Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
My name is Leslie Harwood. I am the principal scene coordinator on The Wolf Among Us 2. My job basically entails collaborating with the rest of the team on taking the script and helping to translate that into real physical plans for how everything is laid out in space. So the biggest part of that is probably previs, cinematic and otherwise, and I collaborate quite a lot with Jess on that.
What?
Hi, I'm Jessica Herrick-Hamill, and I'm the design director on Wolf Among Us 2.
All right, so I know it's been a while since the first announcement way back. Has there been any changes from during that time till now on this?
I mean, in terms of iteration of the project?
Kind of there was like a pause for a while.
Right, yeah. So what we can say about that is about 2 years ago, the decision was made to do a tech reset, essentially. Because Wolf 1 and the remaster are done on the proprietary engine, and ultimately looking at that, the engine wasn't going to give us what we needed for Wolf 2. It's not that it wasn't bad, it's just it requires so much work. So we looked at Unreal to start leveraging that tech. So we basically had to restart and do a lot of things there. So in terms of tech, there was a lot of time spent. The programming team has built basically what we call the Telltale Renderer, which allows us to have that iconic look of Wolf 1 to make it unique to what we need. So through that process, it was a kind of a pause, a reset of what looking at what we're doing and making the right steps, iterations to kind of adjust from there.
So probably didn't expect me to be on this interview. I'm just a huge Wolf Among Us fan, and I had to sit in on this demo. But going along the technical side of what you were just talking about, during the demo, you were showing us some quality of life features that you've made to changes just as far as the way you're able to control the characters, the view that you're seeing in there. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so one of our big changes, innovations, I kind of talk more about in terms of evolution, is that, you know, Wolf 1 was a game from nearly, by the time we launched, 14 years ago. So games have changed significantly since then. So what we're trying to do is uplift systems from Wolf 1 and evolve them to 2. So our fan base, our players who are returning, are playing a game that feels familiar. It's not that we're like, and now we're crunchy RPG and you have to manage systems. We're not doing that. It's a familiar place, but at the same time, also for our new players, it's engaging and fun and kind of on par with where we are today in terms of games. So one of these big, you know, innovations for us is moving away from the isometric static camera when we're exploring, pulling the camera behind the person, third-person cam, and allowing them to step into the shoes of Bigby Wolf to fulfill that fantasy of being the detective and the agency to explore the spaces. So it allows us to pull some more RPG-ish elements, but we're not going, you know, full tilt into something that our narrative adventure gamers don't necessarily want to do.
I know playing the first one, everybody had like a different path, right? So on this one, is there anything new with that? Or like the decision that I make, how that affects the story? Is it more compared to like the previous game too?
So I can't talk too many specifics of where we're going with that, but okay. Ultimately we are a Telltale game. Your choices do matter in how we evolve them. So one thing, a language that I use with the team, is it's not so much choice and consequences, because consequences often have a negative connotation. There is no right and wrong choice. It's good or bad. It's for presenting choices, and you're going to ultimately have things happen. You may not like what you happen, but ultimately it's reactive to what you've done. This also allows us to have this breath. So I talk more about in terms of reactivity. There's more of a breath of what that means. Yes, it could be that culmination of choices and the cinematic moment at the end, but it's also more the moment-to-moment gameplay. What I'm doing in passing an NPC is reacting to something maybe I recently did, to the world state, how an NPC I'm with, like what we show today, is because of a major choice I need, do I clue her into what's going on with the Monday world or not, how my whole experience of the space will change because of that. So it gives us a lot of nuance. Usually that's the type of thing that you tack on at the end because there wasn't time. And this is more, we're intentionally building these moments so it really feels like a living, breathing world that you're realizing the game is listening and responding to what I'm doing.
I know back then the Telltale Games was more of episodic. If this one is going to be just one full game, or is it going to be epic stuff?
Sure, I'll pass this to Leslie. I can answer too, but.
So there are still going to be episodes. It's still an episodic structure, but we're going to be releasing all of the episodes at once. So players will have the ability to either play through individual satisfying chapters, or they can binge the entire thing at once. Personally, I really like keeping those individual episodes because it's a good reminder for me that I need to go to bed and not stay up all night finishing the game, which absolutely would happen if there weren't those natural pauses at the end of each episode.
So it's kind of a multi-part question. Bigby's one of my favorite protagonists because he's such a layered character, right? So I'm wondering a couple things. Are we going to find out more about Bigby and what makes him tick, so to speak? And then on top of that, are you staying true to the Fables comics? I believe I'm saying that correctly, as far as the lore of this world, or do you have the freedom to, you know, take some liberties if you need to?
I love this question, because I also love Bigby. Yes, we'll be exploring him much more, his personality, his struggles, the new context of his life away from the background of his story, but also how his history affects who he is now and who you as the player decide that you want Bigby to be through this experience. We are essentially a prequel to the events that are happening in the comics, so there are lots of things that are canon, and we're not deviating from the canon in that way or breaking these characters. But because it is set before those events, we also have a lot of leeway to explore what happens in that time period.
How was it working on this project and hearing that you guys got the green light that's coming back? How was that process personally for you, for both of you?
So, speaking for myself, I've been on this project for less than a year, but I was delighted at the opportunity to work on it. I am a huge fan of the original game, and it's really a thrill to be able to bring my own skill set and experience to this project to help carry it to the most satisfying possible conclusion. I really want to make it as good as it can be, both as a developer and also as a fan who just wants this to be an incredible sequel.
So kind of to add to that, so like we've changed and grown as a team. We do have several key people who were part of the original team who were on Wolf 1. So like our cinematic director is from that era. So we have past experience and knowledge to draw upon. People like myself actually just have been at the company for a year, but it's also the huge draw because the people that we are bringing on want to be here because they love this game. So between kind of this mixed experience and our personal fandom we're bringing to it, staying true to what Wolf is incredibly important to us. So it's the sensibilities and leaning on the team, and we're gut checking ourselves of, does this feel right? Are we straying too far? Are we pushing and creating innovative new ideas that still maintain that love? Because ultimately what we want to do is for our returning players, they feel like I've come home, I am back, and I'm right in it, and they haven't missed a beat.
You kind of answered my question there at the end of having that I've come home thing. So I'm taking it from a fan perspective. When this first got revealed, I was extremely happy, and I'm sure there were millions of people out there that were very happy that this came back. Excuse me, losing my voice a little bit. I don't even know what to ask, because everything I want to ask is a spoiler, and I don't want anything spoiled. I'll just simply say, safe to assume there will be some returning characters, probably some new characters that we've not had seen yet in this world.
Yes, definitely. We do have returning characters, and for those returning characters, we actually have the original voice cast for all of them. And that's also very exciting as a fan to be able to be there in those VO sessions while we're recording the dialogue with these characters that I've loved for so long. There are also new characters that we're going to be introducing that you're going to be very excited to see and hear from, and lots of other things that will be super rewarding for you as someone who has been waiting to learn more.
Real quick, because now that I'm thinking about it, how approachable will this be for new people to the series that did not play the first game? Will this be a nice introduction for them? Will you be able to catch up on the lore, all the characters, etc.?
Absolutely. It's really important to us to make sure that new players can come in and feel welcome enjoying this experience. As you go along, you'll have the ability to engage with things in the environment that will give you world-building details. You will have your various sort of lore documents and other things that you can read in your case files that will allow you to learn more. Of course, there's plenty to enjoy if you have played the first game or if you've read the comics, but we don't want anyone to feel left out. We actually have people on the team who have read all the comics and people who intentionally have not read the comics at all, so that we can look at it both from a perspective of a comic fan and from a fan of the first game.
So in short, Wolf 1 is not required homework, but with the remaster coming out on October 29th this year, it is an invitation to go play it. So at the same time, it is a standalone game, but folks who are returning, I think you're going to be pretty satisfied with kind of how the two work together.
And I was going to bring that up too, because yesterday I got to see it and we were having a conversation, and I know they said that there's going to be like a behind the scenes type content available in the game. So my question to you, because I feel like there's a pretty cool, unique story of like how was like the development on this game, on this project, right? Will there be any type of content similar to the remaster for this game too?
I don't think we could talk too much about those future plans yet.
Okay.
But definitely stay tuned in the future.
All right. Awesome. Any other questions, Pat?
I'm just a fan. I'm just here because I'm a fan. So, but I appreciate both of you taking time to not only show us a little vertical slice of the game, but talk to us about what
Yeah, thank you so much. And honestly, it's that kind of energy. It makes us want to do this even more. I mean, like, I was, you know, at the reveal at the theater and getting that response and bringing this back to the team. Oh, they are so excited. Like, it's, yeah. So we really hope folks, when it arrives, that they enjoy it and they're excited and, you know, it's everything they wanted.
Yeah, we were there at the theater and it was like a goosebump moment when they announced it. It was like, oh my God, they're back. I think I looked at you like, wait, oh my God, they're back. It was the coolest moment. But like, how was that feeling? Were you there at the theater too? Like, how was that feeling getting that reaction from the crowd, you know?
So I was not at the theater, but on the Telltale side, I was in charge of the trailer.
Okay.
So I had spent so much time planning, collaborating with the team, working on that, trying to make sure that that was the best possible trailer, was really good. And it was crazy to experience the fan reaction, even from not on site at the theater, but just seeing everything explode online and be like, oh my God, they love my trailer. Yay, I knew they would love it. And then they did. It was really cool.
So I was in the theater.
Okay.
And afterwards, I turned to the game director, or he turns to me. He's like, I thought you were going to break my arm. I was gripping his arm so hard at the reaction. I had goosebumps. Like, I was expecting people to be excited, but I was truly floored. It's amazing. It's daunting. We have a lot to do to make sure we're fulfilling this, but also I am so excited to dig into this challenge to get us there.
Just one last thing on that point. I get you're saying you were surprised with the reaction and all that, but again, I think from someone who played it when it originally came out, and then, you know, things happened, and it was such a bummer, because it was like, man, I really want to know what happens next. I really want this to continue. So then when it finally happened, it's just natural excitement and joy to go, wow, a story that, a characters that I care about, I get more with them. So that was the biggest thing for me. And like you said, we were there and it was just, we both were like, we got super excited like everyone
wonderful.
Else.
Thank you.
Yeah, one last thing. My last question is, what was your favorite part working on this project with the team for you personally?
So in terms of the stuff that's actually in the game, I can't talk about any of the things I'm most excited about yet. They're still confidential. But I will say the first one came out around the time that I started working in the industry. And joining this project, it does kind of feel like this is what I've been training for. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to help solve these problems. And that's really exciting personally to be able to say, yes, everything I've done so far has prepared me to help get Big B into the hands of the fans.
And I think for me, it's, you know, I've come from a AARPG background. So I've been in games that are very choice heavy through activity. So for me to come into this and kind of really be pulling and finding that marriage between the narrative, the cinematic, the gameplay, how these work hand in hand. So it's not just story time, gameplay time. They're both enhancing each other and it's fully part of that experience. And with just choices, like for me to be able to guiding the team with all those little nuances, because usually it's, oh, we have time to squeeze in something after the fact later on, but now we can make it much more intentional. That is the stuff that I love to do, even if maybe 10% of the players will see that thing I added or make that connection. When they do, it's really rewarding for me as a designer to be able to be like, yes, we found it and it succeeded. So I just love being able to seed that and, you know, fulfilling on all those parts.
Well, I just want to say congrats, welcome back, and I'm very excited to play this game once it comes out. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, and thank you for the opportunity, too.
Absolutely. Thank you. We're so excited to give it to you.
All right. Thank you.